righteous. Glory to glory, and from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on. Hey, I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. I am forgetting what's behind me. I am finally decided I'll be moving on. Your failures, woo, and forgive yourself for moving on.
I'm moving on.
Welcome. You're listening to Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. That was Jonathan McReynolds, his new song with Malachi Music called Moving On, right here on 89.5 FM. Chilling with your boy. I'm on the back deck. Yes, I'm still at home. I was able to come in on the mornings, but got to still do the show recorded from home because we're still working things out in the studio. So it's a blessed time for me to be here. So if you hear the birds chirping and everything, that's because I'm sitting on the back deck. Beautiful day out. Just sitting here getting ready to bring you all a great show. Got a great show lined up for you. Alan Pewitt Jr. Is going to be our guest today. He's going to talk about his new music that's out there right now. So you can go get that. So please get ready for that. There's a lot of things going on out here in this community, man. And I want to thank everybody who got out and voted this week, who voted in the Boone County and all over the Mid-Missouri area. So thank you all. Salute you all, especially during this time with this pandemic and also in this changing of times that we're out doing what we need to do to make sure that the civil unrest that is going on in this country, that we begin to curb that narrative as much as we possibly can. On Thursday, they had the memorial service for George Floyd, Mr. Floyd. And man, that was powerful. I don't know if you all did this or not, and I hope you did. But if you did, think about this. Al Sharpton asked everyone to, you know, cross the country and to stand and reflect for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to talk about in honor of Mr. Floyd and the time frame that it took for him to lose his life by the hands of in police custody. And man, when you sit there and you think about how long that was, it just does something to you mentally. You know, you think about that 8 minutes and 46 seconds of just begging and pleading for someone to take their knee off your neck and saying that you can't breathe, and they never do it, and no one helped. Law enforcement, it would not help ease that man's pain. And this is amazing how where we are right now in this country. The things that's going on, even right here in Columbia, Jefferson City, Kansas City, St. Louis, the protesting, the marching. I'm so thankful that things have eased up. I'm so thankful that things, that the tension has calmed down. I think I saw Walgreens windows was busted and stuff. And I think all this stuff is just because people are aggravated. They've been marching and they've been protesting in silence. And now with this happening, it's just, it comes to a boiling point. But I'm so thankful that it's calmed down, and the peaceful protesting and the things that are happening are really getting the attention that it should for justice, for some things to change in this country, to give everybody a fair shake, a fair shot. No one wants everything. No one wants it put to where they have the advantage. Just give me a fair chance. Give me a fair shake as myself. I don't want to feel like when I'm driving, the police comes behind me, that I have to do things a little different, or if I get pulled over, I have to do things different. I can still be myself. But these are the things that we deal with. These are the things that, you know, you want to feel comfortable in the areas that you're in, not just in the neighborhood that you live in, but you want to feel comfortable no matter where you go, and be able to enjoy the things that this country has for you, the freedoms that you fight for, that your military brothers and sisters fight for, the joys that you get to see that, you know, everyone else is having, and you feel like you can't be a part of that. So I'm so glad that we have this thing going on, and as we make changes in this country and make changes in our civil, in our local communities, where if it's a councilman or mayor, shouts out to the first black mayor in Ferguson, who is a female, shouts out to her. Also shouts out to our new first ward councilman. Shouts out to her here in Columbia. Also, wherever changes are, we want to honor those things and be able to pursue those and keep those things going. So we're going to get right back into it, man. I'm going to give y'all something real quick. And then we're going to get into this interview with Alan Pewitt. We'll be back with more Straight Talk right after this.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the road. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh, never let your faith go. I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up. Got terrorist disguised, they look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Tell them, we gon' be alright.
Welcome back to Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. Right. On the line with me right now, I'm sitting outside, man. I'm having a good time. Still quarantined, can't get in the studio for the afternoon show. But that's all right. We still got things to happen because the Lord is making a way. And he got right here hanging out with me on the Zoom. We got the Zoom chat, the Zoom video. So if you missed the interview, go on Facebook, everywhere, you'll see this young man who I'm talking to right now, Alan Pewitt Jr. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man, sitting here talking with you, giving these folks here in Missouri a taste of what you got going on, man, the ministry, how the Lord is working with you. Man, I'm so blessed with this music, man. I tell you, man, first thing first is, let's talk about you. Let's get to know you. Let's get the Missouri Straight Talk family here to get to know who you are. So tell us a little bit about your ministry and how God has been using you.
Man, well, you know, I actually started playing around 5 years old, so it's been a while. But the group, I'll fast forward real quick. The group actually got formed from my wedding 10 years ago, going on 11 years ago. So kind of put it together.
I don't mean to cut you off, but God bless you for 10 going on 11 years, man. Any man that say he been married and they make it, look, I call it 3 cents. No, 2 cents. I'm going on the third. You know, I got 2 years in the game. So, any man, you know, hey, you got to give honor to it, man, because that marriage thing, boy, that thing, that's something stupid. I'm sorry, hey, I mean, to off, but I just have to give you congratulations, man. You got 10 years in the game. So,
it's second go around. So, hey, second time.
Hey. Second time around, you got it going on. You got 10 years, man. So you enjoy the ride, Doc. Enjoy the ride. All right, back to it. Let me leave.
And she can hear, by the way. She back there listening. So, yeah.
Well, honor to y'all both. Way to go. I'm trying to get three. I take it 1 year at a time. I'm trying to get 1 day at a time, 1 minute, 1 hour. You know how it is. You got to love it.
Keep it going. But anyway, so yeah, I put the group together for the wedding, and that's all I was going to do. The name of the group I had actually come up with quite a few years ago, prior to that. But, you know, for the wedding, and we did everything, and on the last rehearsal, one of the members, who's still a member now, said, "When's the next rehearsal?" I said, "What next rehearsal?" I said, "This is it. This is going to be it." She said, "Oh no, we got to keep this going. We got to keep this going." I said, "Wow, God, you know, for so many years, this has been a vision of mine. And now for somebody to even catch the heart before it's even been presented," I said, "you know, I'm looking at it going, it's got to be God in that." Mm-hmm. So from there, we just kept it going. You know, we just kept going. And here we are, you know, with the project and everything. The full project getting ready to come out. So that's where we are in the group ministry. My personal
How long have you been singing?
Oh man, you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Christians
here too.
I started singing after college. In college. My first song that I did with a duet with a young lady was at a funeral, and at the funeral home, and a lot of friends of mine, you know, I got a little, you know, they came, they called me like, "Man, your first outing was at the funeral, bro," you know. So, you know, after college, then just went in. I played for the choir for school, or high school, and like I said, I've been playing forever. And it's funny, my first music teacher, she told me, "Hey, you better start singing." And I was like, "I ain't got to sing. I'm going to always play." You know, and I get somebody to sing. She said, "Nah, you're going to get caught sometime and it's going to be just you and the piano." And I got caught like that before. So, you know, it's just a blessing in that to have someone who pushed me back then to where I am right now. And I just thank God for the foundation.
Amen.
You know, the foundation is so important. And I'm just thankful to God for that type of foundation. Like I say, if I go back to 5 years old, my grandmother, I would sit in front of the television and somebody asked, "Well, what did you start? You know, when did you start? What you started?" I started playing a guitar sitting in front of, now I'm going to say where I'm from now, Hee Haw. I don't know if you know what Hee Haw is.
Hee Haw, is that in Alabama?
It was in Alabama. It was a country show that came on.
I love Hee Haw. That's a new country show. Yeah. I ain't that young. I'm young, but like they're young. I know he off.
I sit in front of the TV and play a guitar. And she said, that boy got some music in him. So she told my granddaddy, you know, and she asked me, do I want to take music? Well, we didn't have anybody in the neighborhood who taught guitar. But we had a lady named Rosalie Pritchett who taught piano. And from there, you know, I just kept going with it.
You know, back in the day, they always had the lady or the guy that had the two names that goes together. Rosalie Pritchett. And like, yeah, that's always, they always flow. Be like, oh, yeah, that's Susie Jell, Nathan. And they do something right, you know, like, oh, that's old Arthur Lee Williams. Yeah, he's
Hey, you had to put that Miss in there, Mister in there on the front.
Yeah, of course. Miss and Mister, you know, they always flow, but it's always the name always flow. All three of them flow. Everybody else didn't get two names.
Exactly. The first
and last, and you get the middle name thrown in there, and that's the person that does it all. So I'm so glad that grandma saw that and pushed all that stuff. And
my biggest fan.
I'm sure she prayed over you just like my grandma prayed over me and said, shut that boy's mouth. He should be on TV or radio. And look where I am. to this project right now, I mean, like, this one song is very, very powerful. I really enjoy, you know, the upbeat and listening to it. It really gets me into a really a good mood, good vibe. How did Lord bless you with a song, this song? And let's tell the people the title of the song and where they can find the song right now before you talk about, you know, how the Lord bless you with the song.
Okay, well, the name of the song is We've Come to Lift Up Jesus. And you can find it on at iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, any of those outlets you can find it at. And then, of course, other streaming outlets as well. But you can find those there. And like I said, the full project will be coming out in about 2 weeks. And can find it in those same locations, or you can order from me and get the actual hard copy. I'll send it to you
and get the autographed copy and everything. Yeah, get the autographed copy because Alan Pugh. If y'all heard me play this song, We Come to Lift Up Jesus, and I say every time we get done playing the song, don't he sound just like Donald Lawrence? I say it every time. So this is the way.
I think that's a compliment.
Hey, look, I'm not trying to I'm just saying, like, your work is that good. You know, Donald Lawrence is a bad boy, and your work is just that good. I really love how you work the choir and everything in this song. But, how did the Lord work on you with a song like this? Like, I love to hear how the Lord used you to come up with a song to just uplift people in this matter.
I just love scripture first. Actually, the next project that God has already given me during the pandemic, and it's going to be called Singing the Scriptures. So everything on there will be based on scripture. But this one came from when Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And just in reading that scripture, you know, I just said the group's name is Call to Worship Ensemble. And in reading scripture, coming from John 4, 23, God seeketh one to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we are all called to worship God. And so when that song came to me and it said again that he said, if I be lifted up, I just said, wow, you know, and God said, we're all called to do that. We're all called to come and lift up the name of Jesus. And so many situations, so many things can be fixed, cured, just lifting up the name of Jesus and just coming into his sanctuary, which may not necessarily be the church building, but into his presence and just lifting his name up. And that's where everything just began to just unfold itself.
I tell you.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, yeah.
Sing hallelujah to the King, for he is worthy to be praised.
Man, I tell you, this, again, I can't stop giving the song because I just love it. And it's so great to hear the stories that way. But it also flows with, like you were just saying, like, you know, outside of church and what's going on right now in the world, there's a lot of things that's going on that's not inside the walls of the church that you do have to have. You're going to have to lift up the name of Jesus to get us through all this stuff. I mean, you're a black man living in the United States, and I'm sure you understand, like, you know, seeing all these situations just like I do. We're talking about it and hoping in these discussions and still trying to we want to make sure that our young males and our sons and daughters be able to come home, and hopefully there's some changes. So what are your thoughts of what's going on out here that you're seeing right now in the world?
Well, like you said, and being a black male, having experienced, you know, not to that degree, but, you know, a gun pointing to your face, you know, or being questioned about a robbery. I'll just tell you a little story. It was questioned about a robbery that took place a few miles away, not recently, during not too long after high school. And they stopped. They came up to my grandmother's house. They sat me down for like 30 minutes or more, came in ready to just take me out. And they said, well, where were you at such and such? I said, I was in choir rehearsal. I got like 30, 40 people there who could say I was at choir rehearsal. And then my grandmother said, let me see the picture that you're saying. And she pulled it out. I mean, they pulled it out. And she said, don't look man like him. At the time, I had a Jerry curl. And the only thing we had in common was black and a Jerry curl.
Wow.
So, in looking at the things that are going on now and just how saddening it is that, I mean, just driving down the street, you know, just driving and you wonder, you know, if you see a police car or you see something, you know, am I about to get pulled over? I have this anxiety, you know, if I see one behind me, I'm like, did I do anything? And sometimes you feel like you might have. Now, I do have friends who are in law enforcement. Actually, have a friend who's the sheriff of the Jefferson County. But in those instances, you know, you do have that feeling, just to wonder, you know, what just might happen or what could happen. So in teaching, you know, sons and grandsons, you know, it's sad that we have to teach and practice ourselves how to carry ourselves even more severe or more extensively than other people might have to. You know, you walk into a store.
And it's the, what we call as a black man, turn it on and turn it off. Turn it on, you have to turn it off. You can't be yourself. You got to know when to turn your blackness off and smile and nod your head and move forward and try to not make riffles because you just want to go home. And you turn it off when you're around your brothers and you just be who you are. And, you know, and I think that's the reason why, because I think it's a cultural thing. You know, a lot of these officers, and not just pointing them out, they don't take time to get to know who you are. They just see, you know, if you got a, like me right now, I got a scruffy beard, or if you got dreads, all of a sudden you profile, you know, or you live in a neighborhood that they may not like, but it's one of the best neighborhoods you have. Your neighbors, you know each other, and they may not like your neighborhood, but you love your neighborhood. And their mindset is already different.
And in saying that, you know, now on the flip side, I've had a stopping incident. My daughter was actually about to graduate, and I got stopped, and I did. I ran a stop sign. Now, the part that you said about getting to know a person, and it don't take long. Mm-mm. He stopped me. He said, "You know why I'm stopping you?" I said, "Why?" He said, "You ran that stop sign back there." I said, "You know what? You're right." And I told him about one of the security guards who actually was a police officer at the church that I previously played at. And he said, "Yeah, I know him." I said, yeah. Call him right now. You know, tell him this and that. But, you know, dialogue went forth. And mm-hmm. I think that's an issue that's missing. And that is dialogue and an opportunity to have dialogue. I'm not saying everybody, because everybody ain't bad. Everybody ain't good. On both sides of the spectrum.
Exactly.
And looking at that, dialogue has to take place so that you'll be able to look at that person and go, "Oh, that's so-and-so," you know.
Exactly. And you say, you know, I was treated fairly. You know, I did, like, you know, in your case, let's say, like you said, I did run the stop sign. Mm-hmm. You think, like, you know, he treated me fairly. He wasn't like, you know, like I'm lying to him or trying to run away. He's just like, "Yeah, hey, man, you know, I got to write you up. Sorry, I got to write you up."
Like, all right, I hope if he's watching this, I didn't get written up. He was like, "Hey, go on. You know, congratulations on the graduation and watch those stop signs." And I was like,
but well, I mean, you got favor, so you know. I mean, you know, some things happen.
Look at God.
You know, sometimes when you talk to God's people, they end up with some favor. You can't give God's people. You can't talk to them too much. You end up just letting them go. Be like, all right, you know what? He won them cross bearers. You know, let me. I ain't finna mess with that. I might need him to pray for me. That's gonna be bigger than anything else. I might need him to pray for me. That's gonna be bigger than anything else. I'd rather have the person that can get a prayer through than to write that joke a ticket, you know.
That is, man.
I think but as far as what's going on in the country, I think if we just pray about it and really work on changing our laws. Get out and vote. In the local,
that's the key. That's the key. Get out and vote. Then at least we won't have anything to, you know, we won't be able to say we did our part. And that's something that my grandmother always taught me. You know, you do your part. If you do your
that's
part,
what I've been saying. Grassroots, do your part in your community. You vote for your councilman, you vote for whoever's in your district, your school board. And then your community will start to change it. And once that happens in your community, it will spread to other communities. And then you'll see a change. Because then all of a sudden, now you don't get that same police chief who don't care and only knows a certain group of people. You have that mayor that only knows a certain group of people. He knows that you have a power, you have a voice, and your community will vote him out.
Yeah. If you don't do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll get somebody else in here to do it. And it's powerful when you can say, you have that group of people that say, "Okay, well, you didn't do it. Don't worry about it. We'll find someone else that can get it done." And they will tighten that belt up then.
Yeah.
They know they will be voted out. And I was talking to my wife, and I said, it's amazing the power of the black vote, because here's something I haven't heard nobody talk about, but check this out. And you might agree with me, you may not. But a few months ago, Joe Biden was dead last in every race. Joe Biden dead last in every race. He hit South Carolina and he came the number one candidate across the board.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how they said, "Wait till South Carolina," and then bam, now he's the top dog. That's how powerful our vote is.
It's powerful. I mean, our votes are powerful. Our dollars are powerful.
Oh, yeah. Way powerful.
And everybody know that.
They know it.
That's why you load up the churches. Hey, that's why, you know, during political season.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
We extend service. I play at church, and we extend service because everybody coming in.
Yeah, they come. They come. Well, let's get back to it, man. I don't want to dwell on that, because I want to give you all what God has given you, man. Give you praise on you, love on you some more, man. And let the Lord do what he do. So right now, for all the listeners right here for Straight Talk, let them hear you promote, premiere your song right here on this show.
Hey, well, I want everybody to just take a listen to and enjoy and be blessed by this song that God inspired me with. It's called We've Come to Lift Up Jesus. Coming, and it's coming right to you right now.
That's it right there, the world premiere. You know, we've had it on before, but you know, you got it. You heard it from the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Alan Pruitt, right here on the show, man. Tell me, man, how's it feel to hear your song on, live on the radio?
Hey, man, it's always humbling, man. It is always. I mean, I always get excited, man. Anytime I hear it, I'm like, when you played it the other week, I had my wife, we was listening, and we were like, oh, man, we missed it. we missed it. It hadn't come on yet. And we was like, turn it up, turn it up. And so I'm always like that, man. If you remember the New Edition, when New Edition, they first heard their song, that's how I feel every time, man. So again, it's always humbling and it is such a blessing just to be able to hit, just for God allowing that and to use you guys to do that, man. It's you guys who promote us. So we thank you.
Hey, man, look, I tell you, man, you know, having the slogan, the voice of gospel radio here in Missouri, you know, you take that serious because you want to be able to give the people what's best, you know, let them know where they find good gospel music at any time to help them through any situation. And, you know, so that song right there, man, you play that Saturday morning, clean up your house and walk around there and be jamming. Next thing you know, you be shouting. I try not to play William Murphy too much in the shows because I know William Murphy, man. I tell everybody all the time, I can't go 5 minutes with William Murphy because I'm
going to take you out.
Yeah, he'll have you shouting and running around, man. William Murphy, that's my guy right there. But
like you said, just like you said, though, Don, I mean, he's an inspiration. And funny enough, I have to always throw this one in. My biggest one is gonna be surprising, Luther Vandross.
Hush.
That was my dude.
Yeah, Luther. Hey, Luther, now if Luther had got his hand on some gospel, boy, I tell you, he would have you shouting, wouldn't he?
Well, that's what his mama. You know, that's what his mama did. So yeah. I'm a big fan. That way that we just don't want to stop came in. You know, I had to throw a little Luther ish in.
You pulled a Twinkie with some Stevie Wonder.
There you go.
I hear y'all something else, boy. Y'all something else. But hey, you got to know the music, man. And as we know as Christians, man, however it takes to get people to bring their souls over to Christ, that's what we got to do. We got to do what we got to do and do it in love and the way Christ would want us to do it. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, but, you know, we're just trying to save souls here. And that's all that really matters. So,
it's biblical. It's biblical. And when I say we just don't want to stop, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So if I'm saying that, no matter what I'm going through, and speaking of that, that's one of the songs that's going to be on the full project. No matter what we're going through, in spite of it all, let's just give God praise. Let's worship God because he got it all in his hands and he got it all under control. So that's why I come to lift up to you.
That's it. Well, I tell you what, you know, normally I don't let Alabama fans come on my show.
Go down.
So we're going to wrap this interview on up. You've been on here.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide and praise the Lord.
Look at that. Look at that. Now, you know Jesus is a War Eagle Auburn fan. So,
the blood is red. The blood of Jesus is red.
I ain't finna get in now. I tell you what, I know the Lord was on my side this year. The Lord was on our side. So we're gonna take it. We're gonna take that favor. but yeah, everybody, just in case you know, you didn't know, Alan, he's in Alabama. He's in what part of Alabama? You in Birmingham, correct?
Birmingham, Alabama.
I spent some time in Mobile, so he and I connected, and this is just having just brotherly love, talking about his team, which is the Crimson Tide. Everybody know Nick Saban and all that stuff, and my team is Auburn. So, I must say I got two.
I have Alabama, and then I got UAB.
UAB, all right, yeah, the Blazers, yeah,
the Blazers. That's my grad school. Yeah. So hey, I got to throw them in. I'm a fan of Alabama, graduate, and a fan of UAB.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm glad they got the football program back there.
Man, that was God in that, man. It was God in that.
Yeah, so, they needed that. Yeah, Birmingham had the little semi-pro team and everything. So Birmingham's a good city. You know, a lot of history there. A lot of history. And
yeah.
A lot of history. A lot of history.
I love it.
if you're not paying attention, and also in Montgomery, Alabama, they have the that museum, that the I think it's the Lincoln Museum. But it's a lot of history in Alabama. So with all the tensions that's going on, and if you get sidetracked, that'll get you checked in your spirit real quick.
Second largest civil rights institute. The only other one is Atlanta. Well, Bernice King writes that one. And then we have this one here. So, you know, just like you say, a lot of history here. I wouldn't trade it. I love it. Actually, I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. But my grandmother got me in 6 months. And
down there in Alabama, huh?
And kept me here. She said, my granddad actually said, the boy ain't going back.
There you go. Well, yeah, hey. They knew it. They came. They said that he ain't going back. You got too much to do. You got too much God's work in him. And he got to get it done. Yeah. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord. So when you say it, they grandma and them knew it back then. Huh?
They knew it. Even when I didn't want to do it, they said, boy, come on in here and play something. I don't want to play that. Come on in here. I don't want to do that. But I thank God for that. Just that type of growing, that upbringing. Again, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart. So I'm just grateful for the training. You know, you don't always like it, but when you get older, you understand it.
Oh yeah, you understand it better, man. I just told somebody the other day. I called my mama and told her, "Hey, I'm sorry for everything I put you through, because I didn't know, but I know now."
Now you know.
Yeah, yeah. They say you'll know better by and by. They sure mean that.
It's true.
Yeah, they know that. Well, man, Alan, I appreciate you, man. Taking time out your busy schedule to get with us here on Straight Talk. I'm looking forward to continue playing your music, and we're gonna keep you in the rotation here, brother. Anything you have going on, let us know when that album get ready to come out. Let us know, man. We'll be ready for it, and love to let people know where to go find it. And one more time, tell them where they can go find We Come to Lift Up Jesus. Where they can go find it, go get this song and put it in their music files.
Yeah, sure thing. Again, you can go to iTunes, Amazon Music. You can go to Google Music. Also, you can Facebook me, and you can get a hard copy. And then again, you can go to the streaming and get it from there. So, you know, any of those, and just feel free and hit me up with it.
Yeah, everybody, just reach out to the man. Get an autographed copy. You get your autographed copy. Don't just
get an autograph.
Yeah, find him on Facebook.
I got a black Sharpie over there.
Yeah, find them on Facebook. If you got to go through my pages, go through my page and find them and tag them and say, hey, I want a copy. Send that man his money through the Cash App, and then get that autographed copy and say, I was the first one to get Alan Pewitt, the new Donna Lawrence, man, because this man right here is going to be a legend after a while. Y'all keep
this going. Hey, let's get you in on the thing. I know one of two of Donna Lawrence's singers, Arnetta Crum, who sung I Am God. And then Lejeune Thompson. And all when right. I talked to them before, and they started talking, I'm saying, you don't know who this is. They're like, yeah, no. I'm like, no, it's ain't him. It's like, God, you sound just like him.
See, I told you, I knew it, man. Sound just like Donald Lawrence, man.
But oh, man.
It's such a blessing, man.
So you're trying to do it. It's just,
look, man, you're doing great things, man. And you know what? It's not bad. You're not trying to do anything, but the Lord just blessing you in that area.
God be the glory.
And I love it, man. I love how the song flows, and it's a good mix, and it's different. And we got to support the independent gospel artists out here, y'all. So whatever we need to do to help lift them up, let's continue to do that. And,
appreciate it.
Next time I'm down there in that Alabama way, man, I'm going to have to hit you up. And you got to catch up, get some fish and grits or something.
Come on, my wife, she caters. So, hey, we'll hook you up.
Oh, you done messed up now, man. You see these fat chicks I got? Boy, you know I'm going to come over there and eat up some food, man.
And cakes and catering. That's the name of the catering thing.
What's that, man?
And cakes and catering. So.
All right, I'm coming to y'all. When I get down there now, I'm from Mississippi, so it ain't nothing but a hop and skip to get to Alabama.
All right, now, come on.
I'll let you know, and we're going to come over there and tear up some food, man.
Hit me up, man. Hit me up.
All right, yeah, you have a good one, man. Everybody, this is Alan Pure Jr. again. Check out the new song, We Come to Lift Up Jesus. We'll be right back with more Straight Talk right after this.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gonna have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gonna hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah. I'm a bright young man, kill the GPA, and the BPM. Look, we on, so say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae, from the A train to the A, I'm coming in hot. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac, I shoot a shot, I'm coming in hot.
Wake him up. See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real. Yeah. I wasn't faking up. No. My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag. Yeah. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot. Yeah. Feeling like Pac. Yeah. Back in 94 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. No. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody wanna start dipping. First, nobody wanna listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay a fee. Even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive.
All of the burning and bombing that was done to us and the houses, nobody never said too much about that, and nothing was done. But let something be burned, you know, by a black man, and then, my God, you know. You see, the flag is drenched with our blood. Because, you see, so many of our ancestors was killed because we have never accepted slavery. We had to live on it, but we've never wanted it. So we know that this flag is drenched with our blood. So what the young people are saying now, give us a chance to be young men, respected as a man, as we know this country was built on the black backs of black people across this country. And if we don't have it, you ain't gonna have it either, because we gonna tear it up. That's what they're saying. And people ought to understand that. I don't see why they don't understand it. They know what they've done to us. All across this country, they know what they've done to us. This country is desperately sick, and man is on the critical list. I really don't know where we go from here.
Powerful words from Fannie Lou Hamer. This interview was done in 1968. And now, those words resonate to this day. The violence that people have seen, burnings of buildings, breaking of windows, all these things come from frustration. And when you're upset, things happen. But, and people, you know, we just do things different. Sometimes you want to just tear stuff up. Some people, you know, go to a panic room and just tear stuff up to make them feel better. Not saying that it's okay to go tear up someone else's property. But at the same time, when this social injustice is going on, and it's been going on for a long time, we're talking about this interview is from 1968. It's about 50 years ago, over 50 years ago. And the words that are being spoken then is still being spoken to this day. So, you're rocking with your boy Ricardo Montgomery on Straight Talk. Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. This is, you know, it's amazing how all of this comes back into the Christian faith and Christian world, because it's all about love. And the love that everyone has shown throughout this time period has really curved the narrative from the violence that we saw earlier in the week of things being burnt up, people busting windows and all those things, to now peaceful protesting that has been going on for days and days and days, and also the going out there to vote. People have been voting and making some changes in their communities and just starting the grassroots efforts to make a change in your own community. And that's where it starts. It starts in your community. If you're doing anything the right way, you go out and you put together a group, small group, and you guys go make a change. If it's changing the city councilman, if it's changing the alderman, if it's changing whatever it is in your area, you make that change. You know, I thank God for what he has done. You know, Reverend Al Sharpton said in the memorial on Thursday that maybe this pandemic helped slow us down a little bit to focus, took everything else away so we can focus on what we need to be focused on, and that's making some changes. Now, we're making those changes, and things are, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but, you know, some people want it to just stop. Some people just want, they try to use the violence as the part of the peaceful protest and saying, well, you should just stop it and denounce the tearing up of property and doing this and doing that. You know, sometimes that could be used as a way of, you know, stopping the entire thing, because some people don't want to change. They just want it to stop, because then you kind of blur the lines there. But I'm so thankful that the violence part and the property damage part has eased off, and now more of the protesting, and it's protesting around the world for something that's happening in this country, and it's been far too long. So I'm gonna get on out of here. I got a new song coming up. This young lady will be on Straight Talk next week. Her name is Candace Gums. Candace Gums. She got a song called New Chapters, and I'm dedicating this out there to the, for everybody who's out there protesting, who's walking these streets, who are doing the things, including myself, who's standing up for what's right. We'll see y'all next week on Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery.
In school has been a rocky start, a rocky finish, and I have learned a few good things. Looking back on what I have accomplished, I wasn't the best in school, but what I had to do was tell myself I'm smart, tell myself that I was worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side, and his love for me is endless. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost, chapter is almost complete. Oh, chapters away, a new one's about to begin. It's crazy sometimes when I think could have done much better. Oh, been a better student, a better daughter, a better friend. But I can't go back in the past. Only thing back there is lessons. I wasn't consistent, no. But what I had to do was give myself some grace. Tell myself that I'm still worth it. Now as I'm looking back, I'm realizing that God never left my side. And his love for me is endless. Oh, 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 oh. This chapter is almost, chapter is almost complete. Oh, 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 oh. New chapters await, a new one's about to begin. I know that there might be new challenges that I may have to face, but I am ready to move forward and a new chapter awaits. I know that there might be new challenges that I may have to face, but I am ready to move forward and a new chapter awaits. Oh, oh, oh.
To begin.